I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Marcos orders review of minimum wage rates. Update: President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Wednesday ordered the Regional Tripartite Wages and Productivity Board to review the minimum wage rates in every region in a Labor Day directive, but militant workers who marched toward the palace before they were stopped by anti-riot police demanded a legislated across-the-board increase instead. Marcos issued the directive during the Labor Day with the President event in Malacanang, where he reaffirmed his administration's commitment to champion the rights of Filipino workers under a Bagong Pilipinas, New Philippines. As President, I call upon the Regional Tripartite Wage and Productivity Board to initiate a timely review of the minimum wage in their respective region with due consideration to the impact of inflation, among others, within 60 days prior to the anniversary of their latest wage order, Marcos said in his speech. I call on the National Wages and Productivity Commission to review its rules to ensure that the boards are able to maintain a regular and predictable schedule of wage review, issuance and effectivity to reduce uncertainty and enhance fairness for all stakeholders, he added. Daily minimum wages in the Philippines, which vary per region, averaged P354.32 from 1989 until 2024, reaching a high of P610 in Metro Manila last year, the Department of Labor and Employment said. The last time Congress passed a law increasing the national salary was in 1989, when the Wage Rationalization Act raised the minimum wage by P25 from P64. At the House of Representatives, separate bills that seek to increase wages of private sector workers by P150 to P750 have been filed, as well as another that mandates a P33,000 a month entry wage for government employees. Senators, meanwhile, have approved a bill increasing the daily minimum wage in the private sector by P100 on second reading. In the same speech on Wednesday, Marcos urged Congress to pass several measures for job creation, including the Create More Law, which seeks to impose a 20% corporate income tax on local and foreign corporations under the enhanced deduction income tax regime. Also on Wednesday, the President led the awarding of outstanding workers in the country and the unveiling of the Department of Labor and Employment's master plan for the soon-to-be-built Workers' Rehabilitation Center complex. He also honored the golden anniversary of the Labor Code of the Philippines, LCP, which was promulgated during the leadership of his father, President Ferdinand Marcos Sr. The President also witnessed the Philippine Postal Corporation's launch of the commemorative stamps for the 50th anniversary of the signing of the LCP on May 1, 1974. Marcos said the LCP was born out of the vision for the development, employment and social justice, describing it as one of the most enduring pieces of social legislation in the Philippines. Leading the celebration of its golden anniversary, the 122nd Labor Day, I proudly reaffirm the government's commitment to champion the rights of Filipino workers in pursuit of development and prosperity, Marcos said. Today, we stand in awe of the remarkable contributions of Filipino workers here in the country and also abroad. I offer them our gratitude and recognition as beacons of hope, as important pillars of our country's foundation, he added. In a separate Labor Day statement, Marcos vowed to usher in an era of greater prosperity where opportunities abound, highlighting the significance of advocating for workers' rights and fair compensation. The government continues to support the working class and uphold the principles of fairness, dignity, and equity across all workspaces, Marcos said. Under the banner of a Bagong Pilipinas, we will usher in an era of greater prosperity where opportunities abound, creating a society where every worker is cherished, respected, and empowered to thrive, he added. Marcos recognized the invaluable efforts of Filipino laborers not only to meet the needs of their families but also to contribute to the development of the Philippine economy. The president promised quality and green jobs that he said are aligned with our vision for a sustainable, human capital-centered economy. In addition, Marcos said the government would continue to invest in upskilling and reskilling workers in partnership with the private sector. Through the Technical Education and Skills Development Authority, Marcos said more than 2 million Filipinos have graduated from technical and vocational training courses, and over 1 million have been certified since he came to office. We are very serious about enhancing the skills of all Filipino workers, marking them job ready for the technical and digital jobs that would be open through the investments that we have secured, he said. In 2023 alone, the president said investment promotion agencies approved almost P1.7 trillion in investments in various sectors. These were expected to create almost 108,000 jobs in that year alone. In this administration, we continue to prioritize the protection of our workers, guided by international labor standards as found in the International Labor Organization conventions, Marco said. This is why in February of 2024, the Philippines deposited the instrument of ratification of the Violence and Harassment Convention No. 190 with the ILO, and the Philippines became the 38th country in the world and the first in ASEAN, Association of Southeast Asian Nations, to ratify Convention No. 190, Marco said. This affirms the fundamental right of individuals to a workplace that is free from violence and harassment, the president added. Marcos also directed the Department of Migrant Workers, DMW, to strengthen the protection of overseas Filipino workers, OFWs, by making sure that the government will be there during their hour of need. Towards this end, let us continue to mobilize the P2.8 billion ASEAN fund and provide protection for distressed OFWs to attain justice and be safe from harm during global crises and emergencies. Let us also likewise provide forms of assistance to OFWs requiring welfare, repatriation, and reintegration services, he said. Legislated wage. Meanwhile, members of the Workers for People's Liberation, WPL, converged along Recto Avenue in Manila to call for a legislated across-the-board wage increase and other public services and benefits for Filipino workers. The Filipino worker needs additional wages, Primo Amparo, WPL Secretary General, said as his group tried to proceed to Mendiola, near the palace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.